Hey, everybody, happy Monday and Ask Me Anything episode, where we have someone who is fighting against a lot of the vaccine nonsense from California. And also, what's the latest out of Disney? Should we talk about grooming or should we move on from it? Are honors classes racist? And also, how do we defeat the woke? A pretty fun story about how a church in Chicago was basically saying we need to have no more whiteness or white people, and how Turning Point USA exposed it and got them to back down in a certain way. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. It's Monday, so I'm taking your questions. And so please email me them throughout the week, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. Join me on tour. We're going to Boulder, then we're going to Berkeley, then we're going to Fullerton, tpusa.com/tour. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA and start a high school or college chapter, go to tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is the place where you can get engaged and get involved, tpusa.com. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Join us at our Young Women's Leadership Summit, tpusa.com/YWLS. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. We're getting your questions. Charlie, I live in Oak Park, Illinois, and I heard you talk on the radio show about a church that I drive by every day on my way to work, First United of Oak Park. I'd noticed their signage up proclaiming their Lenten fasting of whiteness, and I was ecstatic to hear you mention on air. I noticed this morning, though, the sign was gone. Do you have any idea what happened? Did your show do that? If so, well done. So, yes, we broke this story at Turning Point USA. Somebody sent this to us anonymously, and it's the First United Church of Oak Park. A lot of good folks in Oak Park, but my goodness, they've lost their mind at this church. And so they put up this sign where they said, we are going to be abstaining from white people performing hymns that were written by white people or music written by white musicians, that for Lent, they're giving up whiteness. They're fasting from whiteness. Reverend John Edgerton, senior pastor, said the whole practice has been about love. The love of God and neighbor is not only giving something up, but taking something on, said Reverend Edgerton, otherwise known as a left-wing community activist posing as a reverend. Justice must be loved into existence. It is the only way. White people absolutely have a place in the redemption story. White people were even at the foot of the cross. They were the Roman guards. As white people, we must love our Redeemer enough to put down our spears. What? That we white people are walking around with spears? He's comparing us. Reverend John Edgerton from First United Church of Oak Park is comparing white people to those that killed Jesus. As white people, we must love our Redeemer enough to put down our spears. We must love our Redeemer more than we love our whiteness. Trust me, I don't love my whiteness. It's a really weird, bizarre thing to say. And kneel before our Redeemer, who's a dark-skinned man from the poor parts of town. The church also placed a fasting from whiteness sign on its front lawn, proclaiming, quote, this Lent, we lift up the voices of black people, indigenous people, and people of color. And so the next part of the statement is great because, so we put this out at Turning Point USA, and this just goes to show the power of our show and the power of Turning Point USA and the power of exposing evil deeds. And yes, it is evil to fast from whiteness. It's evil to care about skin color. We on this program and at Turning Point USA, we continue the American tradition to care about things that are invisible more than things that are visible. We care about things that can change more than things that you cannot change. First United Church of Oak Park cares more about things that cannot be changed and things that are visible. The First United Church of Oak Park, they care about immutable characteristics. We do not. It's a big divide happening right now in the American church. So the church responds to the news story. I love this. In this case, taking something on became living into the reality of white supremacist backlash in this country. Hateful messages started after an online piece by Turning Point USA, that's us, and other right-wing outlets criticizing this practice. other conservative media picked it up. The church received well over 1,000 hateful messages in under a day. Now, their definition of hateful, I mean, seriously, their definition is probably like, take down the sign. Give me a break. This is where we actually are walking the walk of love can take you in this country today. Oh, so it's an act of love to hate white people. Jesus knew it, and blessed are those who stood up for righteousness' sake. Matthew 5:11, blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you. As we approach Holy Week, this message of love in the face of hate could not be more appropriate. Now, so they put out this statement, but they took the sign down. A reporter from the Chicago Tribune emailed us, quote, earlier this week, a Presbyterian church in suburban Oak Park, and by the way, I grew up in a Presbyterian church very similar to this. We left for a reason. Decided to, quote, fast from whiteness by intending to exclude music written by white composers. The church yesterday issued this press release, which we have. I drove to the church yesterday afternoon and found that they had removed any lawn signs about fasting from whiteness. The Tribune, and myself as a journalist, good for you, take a neutral position on this issue. Well, you shouldn't, but at least it's neutral. And only wishes to report the story accurately. That's fine from all perspectives. Good for you. As such, I'd appreciate if a spokesperson get back to me. So the church takes down the sign. So they're all into playing the victim card. Oh, yeah, people are sending hateful messages because we think that white people don't have a role except kneeling and putting down our spears and comparing the entire race of white people as being those people that persecuted Jesus. Probably one of the worst things you could call an entire group of people. First United Church of Oak Park, an open community united in love and justice, unless you're a white person. This is so bitterly racist. But this is how you defeat the woke. You call it out as it is, and you publicize it. And now they took down the sign. Lent is not over. Their fast is not over. But the First United Church of Oak Park is starting to feel a little heat. I think the pastor's white is what I'm being told, so cut 125. This is just another example of white guilt run amok. Are we going to fast from this person? So let's go to cut 125. This is the woke pastor saying they're fasting from whiteness for Lent. We've blown this up into a national story, and I just love it. Play cut 125.
We are continuing our spiritual practice that we are calling fasting from whiteness. During this season of Lent, we are choosing to place at the very center of this church the voices of black people, indigenous people, and other people of color.
Can you believe going to a church like that? There's so many options in Chicago, especially, like voluntarily spending your time to be lectured about fasting from whiteness. I love when he says this. He says, we must love our Redeemer more than we love our whiteness. Trust me, true Christians do. True Christians don't care about their whiteness. They just don't. It's ridiculous. And this is the one thing I just can't stand. We must kneel before our Redeemer, who's a dark-skinned man from the poor parts of town. No. Jesus is divine. Don't try to make Jesus seem anything less than the king of the world. What kind of theology is this? That he's from the poor parts of town. And who cares about the skin color of Jesus? Apparently you do. Never has it ever fazed me what the skin color of the Savior of the world is. Why does that concern the First United Church of Oak Park? Let's pretend he was white. All of a sudden, you're going to fast from him too? White people were even at the foot of the cross. And look, this is just a broader thing of what's happening at every corner of our culture. It's happening in our schools and our colleges. And this pastor, they didn't even sign this thing. I'm sure we could find this pastor's name. Reverend Edgerton. I'm sure he was educated at some sort of Presbyterian seminary. He probably went to Princeton, actually. It's probably where he went. It's probably the top Presbyterian seminary in the country. I guarantee we could see where he went. And I want you to imagine that your job is to try to heal and bring people together and talk about the incredible story of the gospel and the promise of the gospel to bring people into eternity, regardless of skin color, background. And his whole thing is that we are now going to elevate certain groups. By definition, is an act of racism, is a definition, an act of suppression of certain racial groups. And it creates disharmony by obvious recognition. CRT does not stay in its corner. It's infected our military. We have Lloyd Austin and General Mark Milley parroting the same sort of garbage and nonsense. It's in our universities, obviously. It's in our schools. It's in our corporations. And now it's in our churches. And not just like in the corner of someone saying something. It's an official program. But this is how you defeat the woke. Something happened where they decided to bring down the sign. Where if you call them out and you make them play defense, 100% factual. Come on, Reverend Edgerton, why'd you take the sign down? I thought that you said here, blessed are those who when people revile. First of all, you're not getting reviled and persecuted. But is your faith so weak that you take down the sign? I thought you believed this garbage. This is where we're actually walking the walk. No, you're not. You took down the sign. So not only are you woke, you're also weak. Those two usually go together, actually. He went to St. John's College in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and the University of Chicago Divinity School. What another wonderful production from the once great University of Chicago. I mean, Milton Friedman used to be there. Now it's a factory of totalitarian, self-righteous, self-hating Marxists. Most of John's ministry has been focused on the way Christians live their faith outside the walls of the church. That passion matches First United's focus on social justice and the mission, which is now fasting from whiteness. But at least they took down the sign. Cowards. Look, inflation is out of control. One area we see it more than ever is the grocery store. Even though grocery prices feel like they've doubled, Good Ranchers' prices have stayed low and affordable. Once you subscribe, it's locked in. The price never goes up. Your best price is locked in for life. They sell 100% American meat and deliver it to your door for a great price. Good Ranchers helps solve your meat problem. And the problem is 85% of the grass-fed beef in stores and online is imported. Shop Good Ranchers for all your beef, chicken, and seafood needs. Their pre-trimmed and pre-marinated chicken breasts are absolutely delicious. I love Good Ranchers, and you guys should too. Their animals are ethically raised, and they're beautifully sourced. They do the things the right way, and it shows in every box. Good Ranchers takes the guesswork out of the meat aisle and grocery shopping. Get a steakhouse quality at home with Good Ranchers. Right now, go to goodranchers.com/Charlie and do it right now. It's Good Ranchers, American meat delivered. I love Good Ranchers. When Good Ranchers gets delivered to our home or to our office, it's something incredible. If you don't buy the meat in your house, tell the person who does to check out Good Ranchers. Support the Charlie Kirk Show. Support America. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. Brian from Indiana says, Charlie, I agree with you on most of the grooming thing, but do you have more examples of people talking about trying to influence children's sexuality? Thanks so much. So yeah, we've been talking about this grooming issue, and I just want to make this very clear for people that I wish this wasn't true. I wish that there was not this theme of lawmakers and teachers trying to corrupt children sexually. For example, New Jersey to require second graders to learn about gender identity in fall. New Jersey's new sexual education curriculum draws criticism from some parents, and it's basically saying that the most graphic sexual education, gender identity, transgender ideology will now be taught to second graders. Second graders. Now, there is this video. We posted this video on YouTube, and we got a strike on YouTube for posting it because we didn't offer any analysis. So here is a San Francisco gay men's choir singing, they will convert your children. So this is a gay choir bragging about how they want to turn your children gay. 117. Will convert your children is the chorus they keep on repeating. In case you missed what they were singing, it's demented. But that's a whole gay choir in San Francisco where they're not. This is the thing that people have to realize about the Alphabet Mafia is that it's not just about two dudes being able to get married. First, it was like, no, we want to be able just to have social acceptance of like two women or two men together. That was like their first thing, like Will and Grace, like, okay, fine, whatever. Then it was, we need marriage because it's all about equality. And love is love. Love is what we need. And then they won the, I can never pronounce, Obergefell, right, decision in 2011, 2012. And so then marriage equality was the law of the land, overturning other states that believed marriage was one man and one woman, a national takeover of our laws, an unprecedented federal takeover. No one wanted to oppose them. Like, okay, this will get rid of the gay issue. That's what we thought, right? Oberfell was 2015. I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you. And so there was this desire by, let's say, peace-loving conservatives. And it was very tempting to fall into line here. And in some ways, I was young and naive, and I fell into line with this too. There was this desire that the issue of gay marriage and LGBT, whatever, was going to go away. That it was, okay, marriage, now we can no longer talk about it. In fact, that was the argument that a lot of conservatives would give. That is the argument that a lot of conservatives would say in 2014, 15, 16. Let marriage happen, we'll never have to talk about it again. Instead, it's the opposite. The opposite is that gay marriage happens, we're talking about gay stuff more than any other time. Why? Because they are not happy just having marriage. Instead, they now want to corrupt your children. Don't believe me, just listen to the song. They say that. All right, so this kind of ties in together with Cut 114. Disney executives celebrate targeting Gen Z and millennials with LGBTQIA2S+ content, saying nobody stopped them. Play Cut 114.
Company. When I was at Freeform, it was very much in the brand ethos of Freeform to be the tip of the spear when it comes to inclusion. In part, I think nobody stopped us because we were, you know, we were targeting Gen Z and millennials. We were targeting a younger, I think more open-minded. And now we know, you know, as my son texted me this morning, you know, Gen Z is 30 to 40% queer than the other generation's mom. So Disney better get with it.
Unbelievable. That's a Disney executive being told by her son that Disney needs to get even gayer. She used the word queer, which if I used that word queer in high school, I'd be suspended for hate speech. It's hard to keep track of the rules. That's a mark that you're living in a totalitarian moment. You can't keep track of all the rules. If you can't keep track of all the rules, you're living in a tyranny. I can't forget that. Which rule am I violating? What can I call people? What shouldn't I call people? It means the person who holds the sword has all the power. Oscar from South Carolina says, Charlie, what's going on with the southern border in Title 42? Is it true that Texas is sending illegals to Washington, D.C.? That does seem to be true, that there are charter buses of illegals to Washington, D.C. If Texas was serious, though, they'd send them back to Guadalajara. Once they're in America, that doesn't mean they have to stay in America. Let's go to Cut 88. Greg Abbott, I give him a 5 out of 10 for this idea. He's being a little cute by half. Get him out of the country. Cut 88.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
It's not bad. I'm not against it, but I would prefer for Texas to deport them out of the country. It's time for Texas to take the role of the federal government, okay? It's not just time. I do think it is philosophically consistent with Greg Abbott is saying, though. If Biden is creating it, then bring him to your doorstep. I think there's some merit to that. I really do. I would just like to see him get kicked out of America. Cut 97.
Well, you're spot on. Listen, the fact of the matter is this is a bipartisan issue because both Republicans and Democrats realize the chaos the Biden administration has caused. Everyone realizes, let me give you this astonishing number. According to the Department of Homeland Security, they are expecting, after Title 42 is removed, to have as many as 18,000 people come across the border a day. If you calculate that out on an annual basis, that's going to be more than 5 million people coming across the border illegally. And the Biden administration has no idea about the chaos that's stoked. You think that Americans are angry about inflation right now? Wait till they see the chaos that's going to occur on the border because of Biden's open border policies.
Do you have to pay for a phone? Well, you should be switching to Patriot Mobile. But listen, Cut 91, Jen Psaki confirms Biden is giving free phones to illegals. You break into America, you break our laws, you're a cheater, you're a criminal. No soft spot for criminals, you shouldn't either. I love these people. They say, well, Charlie, you know, they're coming for a better life. Can you rob a bank just because you're poor? Can you mug a woman on the side of the street because you're hungry? Your circumstance does not justify the crime. Cut 91.
Thank you, Jen. First on immigration, our team in Texas is saying that you guys are starting to give smartphones to border crossers, hoping that they'll use the phones to check in or to be tracked. Which part of that is supposed to deter people from crossing illegally into the states?
Well, I think you of all people, since you've asked me a range of questions on this topic over time, would recognize that we need to take steps to ensure that we know where individuals are and we can track in, and we can check in with them.
I can't even with Jen Psaki. I've made my peace with her last week. Made plenty of news with that. All right, so let's get to this other question here. Charlie, I keep seeing schools removing honor programs in the name of equity, whatever that means. Is it good for the nation? Does it create smarter, stronger children? What's the real agenda here? Jim from Toledo, great Toledo, Ohio. Yeah, there's a clip here of Barrington High School in Rhode Island, not Barrington, Illinois, where they are removing honors classes because it's racist. Do you know how racist you must be? You know how much you must hate black people if you think black people can't take AP classes? Welcome to America. Play cut 126.
Barrington parents, students, and taxpayers looking for answers.
English less important than math or science.
After the school district, widely considered one of the best in Rhode Island, decided to remove certain high school honors courses earlier this month.
By creating these learning inequalities, you are hurting our town and the students most of all.
Starting next school year, BHS honors programs for English and social studies courses for 9th and 10th graders will not be available. The district says the change makes classes more equitable, but many folks worry the removal hurts students.
Of course it hurts students, but that's where equity will lead you. Equity will lead you where illegals get cell phones and American children aren't even allowed to take honors classes. Smarter? Hold on. That's not fair. Work harder? Not fair. For the lower IQ lazy student, we have to try to reconfigure society to try to fit their needs. You see where this is headed? It's not even where it's headed. It's where it is. Hey, everybody. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell at MyPillow found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. He found the best towel company right here in America. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They are all made with USA cotton, and they come with a MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. It's a six-piece set, two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths, made with USA cotton. They're soft yet absorbent, regularly $109.99, now $39.99. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Enter promo code KIRK. Call 1-800-875-0425 for these great radio specials. That's MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener square, MyPillow.com. With us right now is Laura Sextra, CEO of the Unity Project. She is organizing a protest this weekend on April 10th against some of the looming bills happening in California. And for people that will be listening to this show in the days to come, I want to dive into the specifics of what's happening because there's some very important legislative fights. Laura, welcome back to the Charlie Kirk Show.
Thanks for having me on again. Excited to share with everyone about the craziness that's going on in the state of California right now.
Seriously. So California, a beautiful place. I visit there quite often. But there are some incredibly radical bills that are passing through the legislature. Walk us through it.
It's terrifying. It's not even, it's beyond radical. It's terrifying. So let's start with SB 871. SB 871 is a bill that would require children to be vaccinated to attend any in-person learning, whether it's daycare, private school, or public school environment. In order to attend those, you have to be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine, which we all know this is an experimental vaccine. It does not prevent acquisition or transmission of the virus. And so one would have to question, why are we forcing our children to be vaccinated in order to attend in-person learning? In addition to that, we know that it doesn't prevent transmission or acquisition of the virus. SB 866 is incredibly terrifying. This is a bill that would allow children at the age of 12 years old to make their own medical decisions. So let me say that again. At 12 years old, this would allow children to engage in their own medical decisions without the consent of parents. So if you think about that, my daughter the other day asked to get her ears pierced. We went at 16 years old. I was required to show my driver's license and sign a parental consent form in order for her to get her ears pierced. But in the state of California, They want to make it so that kids as young as 12 can engage in medical decisions that could have irreparable impact on their life, potentially, in the case of COVID-19 vaccine, potentially end their life, as we've sadly seen with some of these COVID-19 vaccine injuries. SB 920 is one that would authorize the medical board to inspect medical records without the consent of the patients. So that's a total violation of HIPAA, but yet they're trying to push this forward. SB 1464, this one is something that I liken to Nazi Germany circa 1940. It basically states that it would require law enforcement, in order for them to receive funding, they have to enforce California Department of Health regulations. So let's back up for a second and think about what I just said. SB 871 requires that children be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine in order to attend school. SB 866 allows them to consent all the way down to the age of 12 without informing their parents. And now SB 1464 states that law enforcement must enforce California Department of Health regulations. So that means that if I'm a parent in the state of California and I choose to exercise my parental rights and not vaccinate my child in order for them to attend in-person learning, the police could end up knocking on my door.
Wow. So tell us about what is the backlash? What are you doing to actually push back against all of this?
Well, we have a lot of things going on. First of all, this weekend on Sunday, the Unity Project is happy to sponsor Defeat the Mandates. This is an amazing event that will allow people to come out in person and express their opposition. I get a lot of people asking me, how do we get involved? This is one of the best ways you can do it. Go to the Grand Park in Los Angeles on Sunday, Defeat the Mandates. It's going to be an incredible event. There's going to be a lot of speakers. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will be speaking. We have a tremendous panel of doctors that will be speaking. Dr. Pierre Corey is one of them. Dr. Robert Malone. I think you guys are all probably familiar with those folks. So Defeat the Mandates on Sunday. You can physically go out and express your opposition to what's happening in the state of California. Unity Project also has a call to action where we have asked volunteers to step forward and help educate the citizens in the state of California. You know, the problem is that Gavin Newsom and his regime right now that's ruling in the supermajority that's ruling in the state of California has done an incredible job of hiding a lot of what's happening. I think the average citizen has no idea that these bills are, first of all, even authored. Second of all, that these bills are going to be voted on in short order. SB 1390, I just want to talk about that for a second,
Sure. Is
one that's so shocking. You almost can't believe that someone would author it, let alone that they would present it for a vote. But it would prohibit any person or entity from making statements that the government deems untrue or misleading. Can you imagine that?
Jeez. And that's a bill that's being proposed.
That's a bill that will be voted on. SB 1993, they took off the dockets for a vote, probably because they were testing the waters to see how much pushback they're going to get. But essentially what that bill does is it states that you cannot work in the state of California in any capacity. There's no commerce that will happen in the state of California unless you can prove your vaccine status. That includes independent contractors. So if you think about that, you're an Uber driver. You have to prove your vaccine status. Let's say that you're a business owner and you decide that you don't want to be vaccinated because you own your own business. Well, guess what? You're an employee of that business. So therefore, you have to prove your vaccine status. It's terrifying and shocking what's happening. So there's of course, Defeat the Mandates happening this weekend. We have a call to action for people that we encourage them to educate other citizens in the state of California. I think that's the most powerful thing we can do right now is let the citizens in the state of California, whatever your political leanings are, it doesn't matter. I think we can all agree that bills like allowing children as young as 12 to make their own medical decisions, that's asinine. So you can go to unityproject.com under our Take Action tab. You can order flyers, and we're asking that people go out, talk to, you know, go through their neighborhoods, talk to their neighbors, talk to their friends, go to your farmer's market, go to your grocery store, strike up a conversation and encourage people to understand what's actually happening in the state of California. I get a lot of people that say to me, well, you know, I'm either going to leave California should these pass, or I don't live in California, so how does this impact me? And my answer to that is, This is not only a violation of the state of California Constitution, but it's in particular a violation of the federal Constitution. And that should frighten and terrify everyone if you're an American citizen. And our governor has openly stated that he believes that this the state of California and what's happening right now should be the model for the rest of the country.
And it will be exported from there. So the website again is unityprojectonline.com. And any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I wanted to also tell everyone about an exciting event that we have coming up, America's Grand Jury. It will be going live from the 11th of April to the 15th. And it's for those of you who don't know about this, this is it's an opportunity to look at what was happening over the last 2 years with Anthony Fauci and under his regime. In the lockdowns and the denial of mainstream access to medical care that could have prevented, I think, hundreds of thousands of deaths that we've seen. And if you're interested, go to 615-880-6687. Once again, that's 615-880-6687. And we will text you a link to watch this streaming live next week. It's going to be a really exciting event. We'll have former Attorney General for the state of Indiana, Curtis Hill, and our general counsel, Teresa Fishback, as prosecutors. We'll have many expert witnesses, Peter McCullough, Robert Malone, Dr. Aaron Cariotti, Robert F. Kennedy will be testifying as an expert witness. And we're going to lay out the last 2.5 years of what's happened in this country. And in a very chronological, easy way for people to understand the violations that have happened, not only to the Constitution, but basic human rights violations.
Right. Laura, thank you so much for joining us. It is unityprojectonline.com. Real great. Another one, get behind it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
You bet. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Okay. We have Derek from Rhode Island who is asking about Disney, saying, Charles, are there any developments out of Disney? It's really hard to believe that a family-friendly company would continue to betray their core customer base. How about this one? Cut 112. Disney has adopted benefits programs to assist employees and their minor children in gender affirmation procedures, such as puberty blockers, breast removal, and genital surgeries for kids who are transitioning. Cut 112.
That the other big area is gender identity and expression. So doing all of this work to ensure that our employees and cast can express their gender here authentically and proudly at the company. So, you know, coming up with guides on how to change your photo, information about pronouns, working with our benefits team to give information about gender affirmation procedures, both for our employees who are transitioning and trans, but also our employees who have kids who are transitioning.
So why is this all happening? Well, it's happening because of weakness and a lack of leadership. Leadership is one of the hardest things to find in America. The CEO of Disney is a guy by the name of Bob Chapek. Bob Chapek is a money worshiper. It's that simple. All Bob Chapek cares about is getting rich and staying rich. Bob Chapek really doesn't have a moral compass that I can see, especially when it comes to the protection of children and the well-being of families at all whatsoever. It's too bad. I'm sure he's a competent CEO. It's too bad because Bob Chapek, I'm sure, is a nice person, but he's very weak. And Bob Chapek is exactly like Ed Bastian and the guy that the Coca-Cola and Delta CEOs that we've hammered really hard last year. Bob Chapek just wants to kind of ride it out. What did Bob Chapek probably make last year? Let me guess. Let's Google it together. Bob Chapek salary. My guess is $22 million. So he 2.5 of his base and then a $14 million bonus and $13 million in stock options. Yep, right around $30 million a year. So he doesn't want to upset that apple cart. Listen to Bob Chapek here issuing a groveling apology to not parents, not children, not the children who are preyed upon by Disney employees, which happens far too often, but to his gay employees. Play cut 113.
By now, I hope you've all read my most recent note in which I pledged to be a better ally for the LGBTQ plus community, apologize for not being the ally that you needed me to be, and committed to ensuring that our company lives up to its values. I meant every word.
What values is that, Bob Chapek? Preying on children? Sexualizing five-year-olds? Degenderizing? I don't know if that's a term. I guess removing gender from our society. Degenderize? Sure, why not? They make up words. They make up reality. We can make up words. Bob Chapek is another example of a weak-kneed, money-loving corporate executive where the country falls apart, families are destroyed, people are preyed upon, children are sexualized, and all he cares about is $30 million a year. There are more important things in this world than money. But Bob Chapek wants his yacht. He wants his house in Aspen. Don't worry, Bob Chapek. You'll be able to golf for the rest of your life, but you do not have a moral compass. It's evidently clear. It's transparent that you do not care about what is right, good, true, or beautiful. You just care about money. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts to voicefreedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and hit subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.